Hello, everyone. So thanks for being in the Distro's Dev Room today. We're going to go to our next speaker, Fernando Mancera, who's here to talk about how not to break your project when you're working across so many different distributions. So I will go and hand it over to Fernando and take it away.
Okay, so welcome, everyone. My name is Fernando. I work on Red Hat. I'm a senior software engineer at the networking services team. We mainly work on network manager, network management suite in Linux. And yeah, today I'm going to talk about how we do changes without breaking all the distributions that package our project. All right, so network manager is packaged across multiple distributions like Fedora, Ubuntu, Debian. I'm quite sure that you have used it sometime. And that's a bit of a problem sometimes because every distribution has its own kind of users with different requirements, different scope, etc. But it's something great because when you do a project or when you're working a project, you want people to use it. That's the whole point about it. And the good thing is that Network Manager is better used. The bad thing is that we need to be really, really careful keeping compatibility. Well, when you use a project, you don't want it to break when you update. That's a main point. And also, the distribution decide to use your project. The users adopt it. So please try to do not break them, because they are going to drop your project for another one, and with good reasons behind it. So let's go to the key point. So there are three main challenges when working on a very big project. And the first one is that there are a lot of different systems, different users, different environments. Believe me, I have seen everything. I have seen really weird scripts, really weird network setups that I didn't know why they exist, but they do. And they need to be supported because there is sometimes critical infrastructure relying on that thing. And well, also you can guess that as Network Manager is packaged across multiple distributions, also this distribution, I said that they have different groups of users, but they also have different tool sets. They also have different workflow, different organization. Everything is completely different between some of them. And they also have a different scope. Some distributions are meant to be for enterprise Linux, others for mobile, others for desktop, etc., etc., etc. There are a lot of them, very specific use, and we need to try to support all of them, or at least as much as we can. So that's the main challenge that we have on hand. Then, releasing and versioning, it's something really hard. And I know that there are some distributions that only release once per year, or per 2 years, or maybe each 6 months, or even some of them do not release. It's a rolling release, so it's a constant update. So when you have a project and you are versioning your project and you are branching out, you need to understand for how long do you need to maintain these branches. And in order to do that, I recommend absolutely everyone to keep a good understanding of which distributions are using. If you are only used, for example, by Arch Linux, probably you don't need to keep the maintenance of the branch for so long, because probably in a month they are using a completely new shiny version that you release, and one from the past month they don't care anymore. But if you are if Debian is packaging your project, probably you need to be careful, because that version is going to be supported by Debian for a lot of time. So yeah, one good question that you need to do for yourself when working a project is someone still packaging this branch or this version? If not, probably it's a good time to drop it. Right, so another of the challenges, which is the last one, or the biggest one, is managing the dependencies. So dependencies are hard, right? It doesn't matter if your project is C, Python, Rust, whatever. It's always a problem. And for distributions, it's very big problems. When you are on GitLab and you spot that nice, brand new, fancy library written a month ago that is going to help you to reduce or to simplify the stream management when writing some logs, yeah, that's, I know that some of you, and probably all of you, have ever got the thought like, oh, this is a very good library. Yeah, think twice before introducing it to your project. The main reason is that us, the developers, usually have a tunnel vision. Sure, I added this to my dependencies, I compile, it works. Therefore, it works for everyone. Yeah, then you do the changing upstream, and 2 months later, when you're going to release, you are breaking plenty of distributions. Why? Because they don't support that library. And now they have two options. They have three options. Or they drop your project because they cannot support the library, or they are the library to their repositories, so they now need to maintain a new library, a packager needs to take care of it, probably some testing, and all of that. Or they force you to remove that library that you introduce. So think twice. And also, think twice, because maybe you introduced that library today, you did all the effort, the distributions did all the effort, everything is support, and 1 month later, or 2 months later, or even 1 year, the maintainer decided that it's not interesting anymore to continue maintaining this shiny library. So now you need to maintain it or drop it. And now you need to do all this process again, ask the distribution, find another library, etc., etc., etc. So please be very careful. Okay, so let's go to the main topic. Behavior changes. Yeah, I mean, when a distribution adopted your project, it's for a reason. They have, they had a use case that your project was covering and that was solving, and everything's fine. The users are happy with your project. Everything's working. In our case, for example, we are managing networking. User has internet connectivity, they are happy, all good. But someday, you are reworking a part of the project, and you decide that something needs to change. And then you do it, and you break everyone. And then, yeah, I think the most annoying customer that you can have is another developer. They are going to go to your GitHub, they are going to open you 50 issues. It doesn't matter what you say, they're not going to be happy about it. Even if you fix it, they're going to be mad that you break it. Like, oh yeah, you fixed it, but you break it. So, how we can avoid these nasty situations? All right, the first thing is to first introduce the feature or the change as opt-in. If we do it this way, I'm going to talk about a specific use case that we had. So, for example, in Nevo Manager, we wanted to make a Wi-Fi card to use a random MAC address per SSID that is connecting to. This is in order to improve privacy in for the users, etc. But this is a change in behavior because in the past, the Wi-Fi card was using always the same MAC address unless the user specify a different thing. So, in first place, we thought that we could do it automatically because, well, if you are doing some workflow in which it requires a specific MAC address, probably in your configuration, you should specify which MAC address do you want to use. But then we noticed that a lot of people is not doing that. And anyway, they are relying that they are going to have a very specific MAC address. Right, so what we did is to introduce an option that by default is disabled. So by default, it's not affecting the user. And then we did that upstream. It's opt-in, and therefore you can configure it already if you use Network Manager upstream. And then we decided to propose it to Fedora 40 release as a change in behavior. After the Fedora community accepted it, we shipped a file on the package that is configuring this option by default for Fedora. And the idea behind this is that we give the opportunity to all the other distributions that package Network Manager to evaluate the situation, try to understand their users' requirements, and at some point, if they decide, they can change their behavior with a configuration file. If that happens, at some point, I guess, we could make this option the default value for absolutely everyone in upstream, and therefore everyone in all the other distributions, and drop all the configuration files that we were shipping. But yeah, that is the easy part. There are some bad situations, like API deprecations. This cannot be opt-in, because you are removing some function from your library, or some function from your library, and you need to handle it. So I recommend the following workflow. First, deprecate it only, so you get a warning, and it's documented in code, so when people use it, they get a message. Then, of course, introduce the new support, or not, it depends. Then, write documentation. Yes, write upstream documentation, notify everyone, hey, I'm breaking this. If you are using my project, I'm breaking this. Please, I'm telling you, this is going to be outing sometime. Please change. Sometimes that doesn't work, but it's a good thing to do. And then, as a final thing, I think it's important if you have main clients, for example, in Network Manager, we have GCC, Genome Control Center, we have Plasma, that is managing, they have a client for Network Manager, so we notify them if possible and try to make sure that they know about that. And then finally, you drop the dependency, and probably you're going to get, you drop the API, and you are going to get probably some some complaints. But at least you are trying to reduce them. As an example, in Network Manager, we are introducing conscious language, which is basically replacing master SLA for controller port. And for that, we need to deprecate a couple of functions from the API in the Network Manager library. And that means that we are going to break users. So in order to avoid that, we first deprecate it, document the change, give some time to the users to adapt, or the clients to adapt, notify them, and make sure that they know about the change. And even if needed, we can assist them to do the change. And then we expect that at some point we can drop the functions, and everyone is going to be happy. OK, so some best practices. News file chain log are important. I know that some projects do not maintain them. Believe me, it's really important for packagers and also for contributors to understand what were the changes. A packager is packaging probably several projects, not only your project, so they cannot keep watching your Git log, and they cannot monitor your project. So it's really nice to have a file where you where you tell them what they need to know, what are we breaking, what are we introducing, etc., etc. Usually news files and changelog are aimed to users with technology expertise or technology knowledge. So we go to community meetups. Community meetups are also aimed with people with interest in the project, so it can be contributors, developers, or users that do heavy usage of the project. And it's really nice because it's a more natural way of telling them how it works, or what are the changes, etc. In Netbook Manager, we have one community meetup a month remotely. And yeah, everyone is welcome. We usually invite people related to the project or users, etc. Another good option is writing blogs. And this mainly affects the end user and the non-technical users. It's good to do them using non-technical language, and also you can explain more deeply the changes that you're introducing and why, etc., etc., etc. So you make sure that everyone know about it. Also, one good thing is that you can publish these blogs into distro-specific websites like Fedora Magazine or Ubuntu Community Hub. All
right.
Collaborate with the packager. I know that the packager is sometimes the silent contributor. They are they package your project, but they don't communicate much with you. But it's good to be as a developer active on this term and tell them, hey, what do you need? What problems are you experiencing? How can I help you? How can I help you when doing your work in general? So the last thing is CI/CD. Sure, I understand that you cannot run your integration test in all the distributions and all the environments that are packaging your project, for sure. But one good thing that you can do is to have a specific job that is going to run only when you have a release, when you're doing a release, or when you're introducing a new dependency. And this CI/CD makes sure that your project compiles and can be packaged on the environment. So for example, in Network Manager, we have this, and we test that the project compiles, I think, in Ubuntu, Debian, Fedora, CentOS, some others, I think. So yeah, this way, at least if you introduce a problem with a dependency or something like that, you can let them know at the moment that you are doing it, and not when you already released and they notice because they cannot do the packaging. So you make everything smoother in that sense. Yeah, and
that's basically all.
We are having a community meetup this afternoon.
At AWB
1.1. And so if you want to know more about how we handle everything, you are more than welcome. I would like to hear from you. If you have maintained a project that is distributed across multiple distributions, or if you are a packager, which problems do you have? How do you work on them? And so on. So, yeah. That's all.
So,
do you have time for any questions?
Hello, my name is Dmitry. I'm a release engineer of a few upstream projects. And what I notice is that for most upstream projects, they are not really tested before the release by a wider community. Do you have any suggestions how to address this? Like, RCs are no longer attracting enough attention for wider user community just to bother doing them for most of projects nowadays. So most of projects are relying on CI, and CI is not really covering all the aspects of the projects.
The question is that...
Do you have any suggestions for this?
Okay. I guess that the attention that your project is getting depends a lot on multiple things. That depends a lot also in your project. Like, is your maybe you create a project that is very focused on enterprise Linux, for example, and that is going to get only attention from enterprise Linux distributions and not going to be very distributed. Or maybe your project didn't get enough attention. I mean, that's the way how your project gets attention, and now that's probably another whole topic. Very complex. Not sure if that answers your question or not. Okay, sorry for that, but that's a very completely different matter. So, yeah.
So, how many distributions do you actually do test Network Manager on during CI? And are there barriers to testing on more? Would you like to test on more?
Yes, obviously you always want to test on more distributions. Currently, we are testing in Enterprise Linux, RHEL, and CentOS. And also, we are testing in Fedora. And we have unit testing in Ubuntu and Debian, but not integration tests. The bad thing, a good thing, is that for integration tests, you need a lot of dependencies and a lot of, it's like we have another project which manage integration tests in Network Manager. Also, sometimes you need hardware, so you need hardware provisioning, so it's not that easy. But yes, probably we could accept help on maintaining or accepting more distributions to do the CI/CD on them for integration test. But currently, I think only CentOS, RHEL, and Fedora are the ones that we are doing integration testing. Okay. Right, I think that's all. Thank you very much.